feeling of a cover up, is what our rivals think. And so I think it's been a mixture of things, but eventually it will come out why things went wrong and who was responsible. And that will be another very, very difficult moment in this company's history.
Thanks. But if you were at the helm for some of that time, you know, then therefore you have been tainted. You've also worked as editor of The Sun as well, and people might think then that The Sun is tainted, and I don't want to be nasty, but I think, you know, a lot of people think that you should resign, and then, you know, then some of that taint is going to go away.
You know, I know people think that. Look, I was away, and I was in 2006, I was editor of The Sun, and I got a call, like most of you, to say what had happened with the arrests. That's how I first found out. A few weeks later, I was called by the counter-terrorism squad to say that I had been not just a victim of Moncares, but one of his highest frequency accessing my voicemails. And a lot of that was personal because of who I was married to at the time. And a lot of it was obviously because I was editor of The Sun. And so, I 2 weeks into that, I was completely ring-fenced from any of the... I was the editor of The Sun and put in a... sort of because I was a potential victim. Now, obviously, it was the thought that I... police had asked me if I wanted to prosecute. And clearly, that was a rather silly suggestion from them. But my case for them was very interesting because it was a concrete case. I saw my documents for the first time a few months ago. So, look, you know, I know what our rival newspapers are saying about me. I mean, I'd be stupid not to have it seen. And they've said it about me for, you know, 15 years. But the fact is, I'm very incredibly proud of my editorship of The News of the World and incredibly proud of my editorship of The Sun. And I'm just as sorry as you are that that people we trusted let us down. And that's the case. And it, being betrayed is a resignation issue. Well, maybe I just read it wrong. But I think I'm much more useful leading this company through this. And I know that what's happened to you is the most important. My priority right now is to push through this and try and make sure that you guys get as much hope as possible. And to the point earlier about arrogance for working for us, it isn't that. It's just that if I can find this, we've got three other great titles to do. And if I can find you all something that you want to do, then great.